Well, good afternoon. This is Razia Coates coming at you live. Yes, you formerly know me as Valerie Welch Ministries, but God has promoted, God has shifted, and God has changed the message. So basically, you know, in the Bible, when God did something different and something new with the people of God, such as Abram being known as Abraham, Sarai being known as Sarah, you know, Saul becoming Paul. So and the list goes on and on. So therefore, Razia Coates has been born. She is back, and she's going to give it to you straight. I'm delighted that you're here today. I know it's been some time that you've heard from me, but I promise to be more consistent because there are some things that God wants to say, and I need to be obedient. This is an avenue that he is using to propel, you know, his word, to elevate that which he wants to say, to promote what he wants to say. So who am I to not use this vehicle? Amen. So you know how we do it. Before we get started, let's go into a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus for your spirit. We thank you, Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you, Father God, for those that are listening at the sound of my voice. Father God, that they will get revelation knowledge, that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Lord God, I bind every distraction. I bind every hindrance. I bind, Father God, every witch, every warlock, Father God, for interfering. And Father God, I loose joy, peace, and happiness, Father God, over this line, over these airwaves. I thank you, Father God, that your children are blessed, Father God. And this word, Father God, will continue to catapult them, Father God, to be disciples of Yeshua. So, Lord God, we just bless your name right now for what you're doing. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and we bless God. Well, the title of this message today is Babylonian Churches. Babylonian Churches. Now, I don't have time to go back throughout history. You know, we only have this 30 minutes to go back throughout history to tell you who the Babylonians were. Hopefully that you've become, by listening to me, by listening to others, that you actually are already a student of the word, and you already know what the Babylonians represent. So what I'm here just basically to reiterate today is to let you know how the modern day church has actually engrafted and taken on the persona of the Babylonian people of yesteryear. It's not like they went away completely. Yes, the Babylonians were destroyed. Yes, God did some things in that area. But the residue of who they are and what they represented is still here. It's still here. The Babylonians, my brothers and sisters, are still here live and direct. And they're sitting here in our churches. They're sitting here on our pews. All you have to do is look at Facebook. I have refrained from saying this. I have refrained from just going on Facebook and just articulating what I'm going to say today. But the Lord told me, you can no longer hold your peace, for it is I that have placed that in your mouth. So basically what I'm going to say today may offend some. It may turn away people. It may put you off. But nevertheless, I have my face set like flint. And I will teach and preach the unadulterated word of God. I did not come to make friends. I did not come to have people like me, but I come to deliver the sword, which is the word of God. And as we all know, that when God has something to say, it's not always cute, it's not always nice, and it doesn't always feel good. Amen, somebody. So if we want to grow in the things of God, we have to put our big girl's panties on, and we have to strap up ourselves as men and take it, because this is how God wants to deliver it. Amen. So I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back, and I'm thankful that you're here. You could be anywhere else tuning in and listening. So I'm thankful for this listening audience. But the Babylonian church is alive and well today. It is a church filled with conceit. It's a church filled with pride. And basically, let me just stop saying the word church. The Babylonians and Babylon is an entity. an entity that that represents a multitude of things that God hated, that God abhorred. And we have, as the body of Christ, taking on many of those characteristics, and God is not pleased. Do you hear what I'm saying, church? God is not pleased. There still is a Yeshua in heaven. There is still God Almighty himself in heaven looking down upon us. You as a child of God, you that have been blood bought, you that have been saturated with the blood of the Lamb, you have a responsibility in the earth to bring the kingdom here on earth. You have a responsibility to represent God, because he's not here in the flesh. God is a spirit. God is an entity. He's a spiritual entity. So therefore, you are here on earth to represent his kingdom. So how good are we doing, my brothers and sisters? How are we doing? Well, let me tell you what we are doing. We have taken on the world and its technology. We are the lords and the gods of Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and all these sorts of things, but particularly those things that induce self-grandizement, particularly those things that are promoting self. I mean, as a matter of fact, just look at the word selfie. We have selfies all over Facebook from men and women of God. We're not just talking about our young people who are expressing themselves, and this is the way they like to do it. They like to put their business out there. We know everything that they're doing, every place that they're going, their shoes, their clothes, their food, their hair. We know all of these things about them, but guess what? We know the same things about you, prophetess. We know the same thing about you, apostle. We know the same thing about you, teacher and pastor and evangelist. So where is the dividing line between what the world is doing and what the body of Christ is doing? How can you find where the line has been drawn? Because there hasn't been one. There hasn't been one. Do you think that in order to be accepted by the millennials or to be accepted by people in general, that you have to dummy down or conform to the things of this world so that you will feel relevant? Is it not God who makes you relevant? Is it not the Spirit of God on the inside of you that makes you relevant? Why are you dummying down to become a copycat on the things of the world, my brother and my sister? We have gravitated and been engrafted in and taken on the persona of Babylonian characteristics. Glory to God. We are friends to the enemy, but enemies to those that are God's friends. We are friends to those who oppose God in word and in deed, but yet we reject those who come with the truth and the light. We are living an opposite existence in this thing called life, and particularly here in the United States of America. I cannot speak on other countries because other countries have many traditions and things that they establish, but I can speak about those things that are happening in the United States of America. And there's a great multitude that are falling away from the faith. But the word tells us that in Revelation, there's going to be a great falling away from the faith. And now it's every man for himself. But the Lord said that he is coming to put a sword between husband and wife. He's putting a sword between mother and daughter and father and son. He did not come to bring peace, but he comes to bring a sword. And this is what the body of Christ is needing. Have you ever noticed that most of what Timothy and what Paul had to say had to do concerning the church? Had to do with the things that were going on and the thing that was supposed to be holy and the thing that was supposed to represent God like no other? So many epistles were written, letters written about the church and its going on. But my brothers and sisters, it's time out. to be average. It's time out of being mediocre. It's time out to be a copycat of what's going on in the world. You need to establish a fine line or take the title off. Yes, I said it. Take the title off because your title, prophetess, pastor, apostle, whatever it is you have on your Facebook page, but my problem is that if someone is on the verge of death, if someone is on the verge of taking their life. Now, listen, I'm not. Let me clarify this. I heard the Holy Spirit say, let me clarify this. All are not doing this. All of the fivefold are not doing this. But if you are, just stay out and keep it moving. If you are one of those who has the title all out and displayed, but when you look up your page, you can't tell if you're saved or not. If you're one of those, stay out and keep it moving. You might as well take the title off and take it down because what it's doing is glorifying you and not helping no one else, not helping anyone else. If they will look at your page, Bishop, if they look at your page, Prophetess, if they look at your page, Pastor, if someone was on the verge of committing suicide, if someone was on the verge of doing something damning to themselves, can they come look at your page and say, aha, this is a person that I can connect with. Somebody help me because I'm on the verge of doing damage to myself or someone else. But you're using the technology, self-aggrandizement. You're using the technology to heap blessings or to heap all kinds of accolades upon your flesh. Look at me. Don't I look good today? You see what I have on? You see my dress? You see my shoes? You see this good food that I cooked? You see this vacation that I went on? Did you see my hair? Did you see how my hairstylist slayed my hair? I mean, all of these things. Fivefold. But how are we helping the body of Christ? How are we helping the body of Christ, my brothers and sisters? That's my question today, Babylonian churches. Because remember, that's not what the Babylonians did. They thought they were, I guess, in their own right. But what they were doing was really an abomination against God. I want you to take the time to go and read the story about Babylon. I want you to take the time to go and look up what they represented. I want you to take the time to understand really what's going on in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. It's my opinion, brothers and sisters, you can agree with me or not, and I've been saying this for a long time, that our next generation, the millennials as we call it, this next generation is the generation that's going to slay the devil's kingdom, and they're coming in T-shirts and jeans. They're coming in T-shirts and jeans. They're not coming with the this and the thou. They're not coming with all sorts of theological degrees, theology degrees. They're not coming with that. They're coming with the rhema word and the sword in their mouth from God Almighty himself, an uncompromising generation. All they're looking for is truth. They're looking for truth. They're saying that I grew up with my mother, I grew up with my father, but I don't see this truth in my home that they want everybody else to think that they got it together. I don't see that. I see a double-mindedness. I see a hypocrisy. This is what our children are saying. So they are searching for truth. So they're searching for truth in basketball players. They're searching for truth in football players. They're searching for truth in the musicians. They're searching for truth everywhere else outside of us because of the hypocrisy in the body of Christ. In the body of Christ. It just grieves me when I look on Facebook at the trivialness of what we put on there. No one says it's anything wrong of admiring your son or your daughter, your accomplishments, these things. No one said that there's anything wrong with that. Everyone's proud of their children. Everyone's proud of their accomplishments, their degrees or what have you. But the day in and day out barragement of looking at you in your face, the day in and day out of you got to show us your different outfits, your different hair, your different vacation spots, your this, your that. But yet you are a prophetess of God, and you are a bishop, a pastor, a teacher, but yet you're not even slaying a headache. All you're doing is gravitating towards self. All is vanity. All is vanity, and we don't really even see spiraling downward. Just like the greatest wisdom that was ever on earth, spiraled downward. And at the end of his life, he told us about Ecclesiastes, all is vanity. All is vanity. All is vanity. And I'm thanking God that there's going to be a turnaround in the body of Christ. I'm thanking God that there is going to be a significant 360 degree turnaround in the body of Christ. And I'm thanking God. And I'm thanking God because it's him where we move and have our being. It's him. It's him that's causing us to turn away. It's him that's bringing on the conviction. It's him that's letting us know, that's not necessary. It's him that's letting us know that we need to go after the lost and not go after ourselves. It's him that's letting us know that we need to go find those that you want in the kingdom and not wait for somebody to come and touch us on the shoulder and tell us how fine we are, how good we are, how you look so good before we even open our mouth to want to talk to a stranger, to talk to a brother and sister about the goodness of Jesus. We thank God that he has not slain the entire body of Christ. For rebellion is in the camp. And the Bible says rebellion is as witchcraft. That's what it says. That's what it says. It says that rebellion is just the same as witchcraft in the church. Witchcraft is in the church, brothers and sisters. And guess who's bringing it? We are. We are. Come on, somebody. It's time to get real with the things of God. It's time to not be a representative of Satan's kingdom, and we're going around acting like we're angelic hosts. But we're representing Satan in his camp. Somebody needs to get a revelation. Somebody needs to go deeper in God. Somebody needs to understand the magnitude when he's talking about thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You are an ambassador of Christ. You are an ambassador of Christ. You have a responsibility. You have a responsibility to bring God's kingdom here on earth. That's your responsibility as a saved, sold out, blood washed son or daughter of God. That's your responsibility, to bring God's kingdom from up there to down here. What's your job? What's your job? What's your responsibility? We're not talking about a half responsibility where I'll half do this and I'll half do that. Well, no. The Bible says, you know what? I'd rather you be hot or cold, but you know what? To be middle of the road, to be straddling of the fence, I will spew you out of my mouth. That's the word of God. Some of us got our one leg in the world. Let me go party. Let me go club. Let me go drink. Let me go do some drugs. Let me go have some sex. Let me go do this right here. And then let me clean it up on Sunday. And let me sit on the pew. And let me look good in front of the first lady and the pastor. And let them think that I'm all right. And let them think I'm the holy of holies. And let them think that I got all my stuff together. But I got dirt over here on my left that I'm trying to keep pushed back. And God is saying, all shall be revealed. All shall be revealed. Glory to God. So God, I thank you. God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy that you have not slain many of us, me included, God. I'm not perfect because God knows I have a heart for people and I love people. But I'm trying to tell you this tongue thing will snatch somebody up. And God has to say, look, that was meant for the enemy. That was meant for the devil, not for people, not for your husband, not for your children, not for your friends. That's for not what I created it for. But it was to slay the devil. Glory to God. So, God, I thank you for the privilege of prayer. I thank you, oh God, for stirring up your people
to get out of their own way, to get out of their own way and let you infiltrate every area of our being, our minds, and still infiltrated, Father God, with worship for you, with love for you. Our hearts are yielded unto you, Father. Father God, as we lift up our voices, we're singing praises unto you. Our thoughts are continually towards you. What can I do for my Father? What do you have need of, Father? What do you want me to do, Father? Where would you have me to go, Father? Who would you have me to talk to today, Father? Who would you have me to console today? Who would you have me to deliver today? Who would you have me to give unto today? Who would you have me to say kind words unto today? What is your will today, Lord God? Did he not say, I'll give you daily bread? Can't live on yesterday's residue. Yesterday, last year, last month, whatever it is. We can't live on yesterday's residue. We have to live on daily bread. Daily bread. God knows what's going to happen each and every day. So we need to sup with him, commune with him, get instructions from him. Not the world, not what you see on Facebook, not what you see on Twitter, not what you see on Instagram, not what you see on Periscope. Thank God, Father God, for those that are teaching and preaching the gospel. But we're talking about taking it a step further. We're talking about making an impact on the nation. How is it that we used to be known that to be a believer was such a sacred thing? That in the olden days, in past times, that a church was considered a sanctuary. It's not even referred to as that anymore, at least here in the United States. It doesn't feel like a sanctuary. It's a religious club, and I don't mean the word religious in a good sense. It's a religious club that gets together, that looks people up and down to see what they have on, what they do have, what they don't have, what man or woman walks into the church, how her dress looks, how her shoes look, what's the pastor's wife doing, how is she looking, what's the pastor doing, how is he looking, look at their children, what are they doing? We learned about all the wrong stuff while we got young people out here dying in the street. Babylon. Lovers of self. False religions. Self-grandizement, all about me. The AAM syndrome, all about me. Sick of it. Just sick of it. And we got a church full of bound people. We got people that are dying, that are mentally disturbed because of demonic influences. And you got them sitting right there, sitting next to you or in your home, but you're so worried about getting your picture uploaded. You're so worried about getting your shoes uploaded. You're so worried about getting your vacation uploaded. What if your child is going to hell in a handbasket? Your husband or your wife is going to hell in a handbasket, but you better get your picture on Instagram. You better get your picture on Facebook. You better tell everybody your business of how good you're doing. Glory to God. And at the end of the day, guess what? It's all vanity. It's all vanity. So, Father, I bless you, and I thank you, Spirit, and your word. I thank you, Lord God, that you said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Father God, I didn't come to make friends. I didn't come to have people like me. Father God, I bring the sword and the word of God. I say what you tell me to say. I do what you tell me to do. Am I a perfect child? No, I'm not. But one thing I do know, I love you. One thing I do know is that I want to see your kingdom here on earth. One thing I do know, Father God, it is my desire to please you. That's what I do know. And so, Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the Spirit today. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I praise you. Until I see you again I see you again next Thursday at 6:30. My brothers and sisters, be blessed, take care, and know that God loves you. He just wants us to get it together. Amen.